Before I give my weekly roundup of upcoming cultural events, I'm going to run down some of my favorite performances from the past year. On stage, I saw Lanford Wilson's Burn This, starring Adam Driver and Kerry Russell on Broadway. Driver in particular dominated that show and demonstrated that his stage chops are at least the equal of his movie chops, which of course stood out this year in Jim Jarmusch's zombie flick The Dead Don't Die and Noah Baumbach's Marriage Story. Apparently, Adam Driver also starred in some kind of outer space sci-fi caper film recently, but I don't know anything about that. The other Broadway performance that stood out to me was a British revival of Harold Pinter's Betrayal, starring the phenomenal Zoe Ashton and an actor named Tom Hiddleston, who apparently everyone knows from his role in a series of superhero movies called The Avengers. I'll just have to take your word for that. Over at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Mass., the phenomenal standout of the summer was The Day, a multimedia event starring cellist Maya Beiser and dancer Wendy Whalen, with music by Pulitzer Prize-winning David Lang and choreography by Lucinda Childs, an amazing amalgamation of talent. The standout concert of the year was by the Pretenders at Mass Mocha in North Adams, in which the phenomenal Chrissy Hynde demonstrated how, at age 68, she hasn't lost a single step or a note. I watched way too many movies and TV shows this past year, so much so that some of them I don't even remember. But looking over my list, movie standouts included Happy as Lazaro, Border, Echo in the Canyon with Jacob Dylan, The Rolling Thunder Review by Martin Scorsese, who also made a movie called The Irishman this year with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, and Eddie Murphy's Dolomite. The best TV series I saw included Russian Doll, Stiesel, Afterlife with Ricky Gervais, Succession, The Kominsky Method, and The Forest, a kind of French answer to Twin Peaks. And of the 50-odd books I read this past year, the one that amazed me the most on every page was Patti Smith's experimental memoir, The Year of the Monkey. And now a look at what is happening in our region. On Saturday at 8:30, the Town Crier Cafe in Beacon, New York, hosts a tribute to the late, great Rick Danko, bassist and vocalist of the band, featuring Professor Louie and the Chromatics with the Woodstock horns and special guests. Authors Lynn Sachs, Amy Rigby, Hallie Goodman, and Leanne Brown are featured in the free volume reading series at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson on Saturday, January 11th at 7 p.m. Acclaimed sister folk pop duo The Neils are at Spencertown Academy in Spencertown, New York, in its Roots and Shoots concert series on Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. Narissa and Katrina are known for their hook-heavy folk pop tunes and their close sisterly harmonies. The Williams College Department of Music presents IO Fest 20, its free annual 4-day festival of new music from Thursday, January 16th through Sunday, January 19th at various venues in Williamstown. And finally, electronic artist and drummer Ian Chang collaborates with visual duo Endless Endless to create a mesmerizing world of integrated sound, light, and projection in Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday, January 18th at 8 p.m. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.